We have two birthdays today from the band Procol Harum. David Knights played bass in the band. He turns 74 years old today. Bobby Harrison, drummer in Procol Harum, he turns 76 years old today. And we hear their number 5 hit from 1967 here. One of the most distinctive organ lines in music history. Everybody knows "A Whiter Shade of Pale" from Procol Harum. Bobby Harrison, David Knights from the band. Happy birthday to you both. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for joining us here on the program. And on the phone lines with us is Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, at Rep. Walberg on Twitter. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Scott, good to be with you and good to hear your voice.
I imagine you have a relatively busy schedule next week with Independence Day celebrations.
We do, and of course, this is a defining moment in history, really of the world, when the birth of an untried, unproven concept in liberty began. And it began with a bang, and it didn't go well for a while. But the continued efforts of people like Washington and Madison, Adams, and others who continue to draw a relatively small minority of Americans who are willing to step up to the plate. And ultimately, that small minority ended up growing and achieving success that the world had never seen. And we're the beneficiaries of it, to the point that, as some of our framers and founders said, we had enough freedom that we could give away our freedom. And the battle goes on in Washington like that this week. And thankfully, Republicans won this week over the top of a Democrat majority in the House and did some good things.
Yeah, let's talk about that. This was ongoing the past few days, but especially yesterday. You had, more, not technically centrist, but less left-wing Democrats, put it that way, pressuring Nancy Pelosi to allow a vote on this border crisis bill that was overwhelmingly approved in the Senate. And by the end of the day yesterday, it got done, and this bill is now heading to the president's desk. Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, the Democrats last week forced through a piece of legislation allegedly for curing the ills of the border crisis that's going on right now, a humanitarian crisis that the Democrats, until last week, had been totally unwilling to say was a crisis. And I think that, Scott, was the toughest thing for me to take in a Christian manner this week, educating us on what was taking place on the border as now being a crisis, when in fact, up until now, they had not said it. We have people dying down there unnecessarily and being lured in a magnetic way to this country because they think that we will just let it happen. You can come across here and we'll slap your hand, but we'll ultimately let you be turned loose into this country to never be seen again. And that's causing untold crisis at the border. And those brave citizens of our own country, law enforcement officials of Customs and Border Patrol, ICE, and others, were being asked to even work without pay and do things they were never trained or asked to do before. And it was becoming a situation that was untenable. So we told them last week, you send that bill that you're going to force through to the Senate, they're not going to pass it. The president won't sign it. And ultimately, it happened in a way that was not even expected, that Chuck Schumer and the entire leadership of the Democrat Party in the Senate joined the Republicans in seeing the light and put through a bill that arguably was not perfect and not complete, but far down the road to what the president was asking for the last 60 days to secure our border. And that was passed back to the House. Nancy Pelosi attempted at first to say, no, we're not even going to take that. We're going to send another bill back. Mm-hmm. We argued with them and saying it's an exercise of futility. They'll hurt our people, hurt our agents that are trying to do the work that the law requires. And ultimately, we were able to pull across the so-called problem solvers from the Democrat Party to say we're going to stand with the Republicans, 23 Democrats. And that broke the back of Nancy Pelosi's effort to further stall and say this president isn't going to get any win. And ultimately, they had to pull their resolution, came back in a very disgruntled fashion, and put forward the Senate proposal. We passed it, sent it on to the president, who arguably will sign it relatively soon here, so we can pay our Border Patrol agents, we can give them overtime pay, and we can begin to add resources, including judge teams, to further rapidly as possible deal with asylum requests and send people back who have no reason for asylum and take care of those who do.
Congressman Tim Walberg with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. We have a Supreme Court decision yesterday, a couple that are important. One impacts Michigan redistricting. But the other one, the big one on the census question, whether or not a citizenship question can be added to the census, Supreme Court said, no, not right now, essentially. It sounds like, and I don't know if you've gotten more direction on this, it sounds like it's still possible that it could be on the census in 2020, but there's a few more hoops to jump through.
Yes, there is, and I haven't read the full decision. I spent more time looking at the redistricting issue for North Carolina. That impacts Michigan in a big way. But the census, I was disappointed, though there is a potential, albeit slim, that we could get that on the ballot. I think it's important that we would ask the question of citizenship. Certainly we want to know who all is in this country. We want to know how our resources can handle that, including law enforcement resources. But I think it's important to know that first and foremost, we ought to take care of citizens, and we ought to know how many citizens we have to take care of. We ought to know how many citizens are going to be voting, potentially. And we need to know how to protect our ballots from having non-citizens vote. And also, for reapportionment, Michigan looks like we, if everything remains as normal, we're going to lose one congressional seat, whereas California, who's bringing all sorts of illegals into their country, or their state, almost a country, they ought to be losing, or certainly not getting any more representation. But if they have that type of citizenship in their country, of non-citizens included, it could be likely that they would even pick up potentially more representation against the benefits and the security of the rest of the country, including Michigan. So I was disappointed on that, but on the redistricting issue, I was kind of expecting it, but glad to see that they overruled in saying that the Supreme Court is not going to step into this.
Yeah.
I think it ought to be states' issue. And in that case, I think it says to Michigan, if the Democrats had no problem with redistricting 10 years ago, then why should they have a problem now, except for political reasons? And I'm delighted to represent the 7th District as it is, and we'll keep doing that.
Wonderful. Congressman Tim Walberg, find him on Twitter at Rep Walberg, W-A-L-B-E-R-G. Congressman, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have a great day, and happy birthday, America.
Yes, happy Independence Day early, Congressman. Come back and hear a little bit more audio from last night's Democratic presidential debates here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food! Cha-ching! And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food! Cha-ching!
You're promoted!
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food! Cha-ching!
You're promoted!
Check out my braces!
So, when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.